Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Richmond, Kentucky First United Methodist Church, growing disciples who make a difference.
Welcome, everyone, to First Methodist and to this Children's Sabbath today. Our theme is blessings and all that we heard to be, all the ways that we've been blessed and all the ways that we can bless others. But I want to talk a moment about a blessing that we have right here in our church, the Growing Place. If you are a staff of the Growing Place, can you come forward for a moment? As these ladies come forward, I just want to let you guys know what they do here in this community and that they are a ministry of this church and how much a blessing that they are. We have several of them here, including the director and the assistant director, Ms. Barb and Ms. Connie. But recently, the licensing department changed their regulations to allow facilities to go to a 5-star rating. Before, it was a 4-star rating, and what that meant was they had to meet certain qualifications in all different kinds of areas, from safety to health to education to education themselves as teachers and what they teach in the classrooms and so much more. And the way it was rated before was 4 stars. And we could have never been a 4-star because we have to provide insurance to all of our employees at that rate. But recently they changed it to a 5-star, and now it's a point-based system. And I am honored and blessed to say that TGP is a 5-star rated center here in this community. Amazing. It is completely amazing. And I just wanted to let you guys know what kind of blessing that we have right here in our own church. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dear God, we are children and we play, we work, we also laugh. But today is our one and only time to show how helpful we are to the church. We may be small, but we are in big hands, and God helps us show the way to help people. Thank you, God, for this day and for all these children who come to honor you and to help our church grow. Amen.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 100. Shout for joy to all the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. This is the word of God for the people of God.
We ready for our time for adults? You guys ready for your time down here at the altar? Come on down. You think I'm teasing? I'm waiting. Yeah. Got some grown-ups here, all right. It's only one of them dares get within arm's length of me. She's backing away. Okay. Well, I'm so grateful to our children for leading us. There's a time like this in the service every week for the kids, and doesn't it always look fun? She hands out candy and toys and stuff sometimes, and I've got some... I did not bring any candy. You can just keep walking. I brought a gift that someone gave me. Anybody know what this is? That's how you started, isn't it, Cheryl? Anybody know what this is? All right. Now, let me tell you. It says Og, UK. There we go. Here we go. It says, go UK. Let me tell you why this is so special to me. It was given to me by a church member in Moorhead who was a dyed-in-the-wool University of Tennessee fan. I mean, she almost choked when she handed me this. And for those of you who are maybe from other parts of the world, you may not understand what goes on between the University of Kentucky and the University of Tennessee, particularly towards the end of football season every year. I ordinarily go to bed early on Saturday night because I've got a long day on Sunday, but two things I had to wait up for. One of them was the UK was playing Tennessee. Anybody know who won that game? It's okay to cheer. God agrees. Yes. Yeah, UK won that game for just like the second time in 33 years we've beat Tennessee. I was surprised to learn, talking to my friend who gave me this gift, that Tennessee doesn't think that's a rivalry. Why do you suppose we think UK versus Tennessee is a huge rivalry and they don't? They always win. Yeah, if you've won the game twice in 33 years, they've won the game 31 times in 33 years, and it's no big deal to them anymore. They're used to coming here and beating us. We win. Boy, there was celebrating going on. We probably didn't deserve to win the game, but we won it, and there was celebrating going on last night. The other thing was to wait for the scores to come in from state marching band competition. And so I want to congratulate Madison Central for coming in third in the state They're probably, I don't see any of the band kids here today, as it's like 1 o'clock in the morning before they started heading back. But that's fantastic. Now, they're probably disappointed because they have been first place for the last 3 years. I tell you who was excited. The band that came in fourth place had never been in finals before, from Larry A. Ryle, and those kids were weeping. because it's always been Lexington Lafayette, Lexington Dunbar, North Hardin High School, Madison Central High School. Since anybody can remember, nobody else has ever been there. Larry A. Ryle, they came in fourth. They were ecstatic. We were one place ahead of them and disappointed in our season. It's all in what you come to expect, isn't it? And sometimes it's so hard to be grateful for the things that just keep coming. You know, it's easy to be grateful when that big miracle comes, that thing you didn't expect, that surprise. It's easy to be grateful, but it can be so hard to be grateful for the things that just keep coming. And Psalm 100 is a psalm about that. It says, shout to the Lord, all you nations. It says, enter his hearts with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with shouts of praise. That's what I heard from the UK fans last night, because they had accomplished something they hadn't done that didn't happen every Sunday morning. What I hear from God's people oftentimes is, boy, I hope this is not going to be too boring today. You know, that's just kind of the attitude as we enter the sanctuary. Can I make it through another one? I don't know. But the psalm reminds us our Lord is good. He has made us. He has made us his people. And he is steadfast in his promises from generation to generation to generation, for centuries, for thousands of years. God has never broken a promise. And maybe that's why we take it for granted and don't come into his presence with a shout of joy each time we come here on Sunday. So apart, you know, we've started Thanksgiving almost a month early here at the church, and we're going to talk about what we're thankful for all through the month of November instead of waiting until that Sunday before the Turkey Day, because we need to be awakened, don't we, to the goodness of our God and not take for granted the beautiful things that happen to us every day, and we should be coming, we should be cheering for the Lord in the same way that we cheered when the Wildcats finally pulled one out after how long has it been? Since, I don't know, 1984. All right, so I'm going to invite you to do something that usually only the children do in church. Are you with me? All right, on the count of three, let's give God a big cheer. You can all participate in this just because you didn't have the courage to come down with these fine people doesn't mean you can't participate. On the count of three, we're going to give God a great big, what are we going to give him? Yeah, woo-hoo? Is woo-hoo the right word? Kids know. All right, so it's woo-hoo. All right. One, two, three. Woo! Okay, the cat's got more than that for a three-point win. So you can do better than that. One, two, three. Come into his house with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Shout to the Lord because he has always been good and will always be good. So thanks. Let's let our kids take back over and carry us home.
Every blessing, Lord, for every
My mind went blank.
A blessing is like a prayer.
A blessing is, how do you describe it in actual words?
Whenever, like, something happens in your life that somebody else doesn't have to do, what they do, they just do something for you.
If my brother's sick, then, like, I can say, okay, dear God, please help Drew feel better, and then he can feel better.
Say I want my aunt to get an A, and I keep on praying, and then God will finally give me that blessing, and then she'll get an A.
It doesn't have to be something like that. It can be something else, too.
And sometimes it can come true and it affects someone, or it can affect yourself, or it can affect the world.
Yeah, God. He takes care of us and the people that are hurt.
He blesses for us to do stuff we're supposed to do.
I've been blessed by not dying for 9 years.
Me and my dad were ready that I checked my dad. He helped me out.
A woman house to live in.
Money to buy food with.
Have like lots of pets.
A cat and a dog.
Because otherwise I'd just be
lonely. My church family.
Whenever I'm having a hard day, the church sings songs on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Heaven Ways in Our Life.
Heaven Ways in Our Life.
And having a good time and learning a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm.
And thrive. Do not forget thrive.
And plus downstairs. We're going to be watching this.
Well, my church family helped me with the food that we had this night.
We were in the middle of the road and we got stuck in a tornado, but Jesus helped us by putting the tornado away.
My mom is blessing that we could pay our house off.
On Saturdays, Hannah Nystrom, she teaches me and my sister to play piano.
Well, that's a hard one.
Giving them faith.
My friend beat us though, and I was just helping him to feel better.
Somebody was bleeding from the nose all the way down to the toes, and I helped them by giving them a piece of toilet paper.
Give food and clothes.
Inviting them to church.
Give food and clothes and stuff to them.
Giving books to read about the Jesus and God in the Bible.
Bring something that like they need, like they need something like that.
Like the people in California who have a fire and the people who had Irma, the hurricane, they can be blessed to get their homes back as well.
You know, like those like maybe Toys for Tots things that you have downstairs. That's blessing whoever doesn't have that stuff.
Yes.
You can just send it.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Shannon Grice, and I have been part of the children's ministry in some type of capacity for well over 25 years. It has been a ministry to both myself and to my family. My sons, who are now grown men, still remember the lessons that were taught to them in Sunday school and in children's time and also during the church, children's church. Some of the leaders that are still here with us and in this congregation today. For example, Martin and Francis Brock, Mary Lou Stevens, Donna Hale, Susan Shear, Elizabeth Bendure, Carol Wolverton, Sabrina Cobb, Vicki Moore, Nancy Newby, and Donna Ackerman, and all of the many teachers and the volunteers that volunteered their time throughout their vacation Bible school years in their childhood. Thank you so much. They say it takes a village, and I firmly believe that it does. Thank you for serving my children and the others in this congregation of their children and helping them grow and to be a follower of Jesus Christ. I look back at that time and look at how far we have come, especially in the area of outreach to the children in this community. I have met so many new faces and have been blessed to continue working with children who want to know about God and His love for them. At this time, we are going to ask that each one of you think about a blessing that you have been to this community, or by a blessing that you have received by the ministries of this church, or a way that you can be a blessing to this community and the ministries of this church. And we're going to pass out a leaf for each one of you to write down that blessing, and we are going to build a blessing tree. Also, after you have finished writing down your blessing on the leaf, we will call you up to come place your leaf on the tree. And then we also ask that you take a rock that is in front down here and paint it and put it around the community so that it can be a blessing to someone who finds it.
We should have done that one instead.
Do it right now. Sing it.
What's the first one?
Girl, you don't worry about it.
Oh.
I have a video of you singing that on the couch with like a 10-year-old.
Do you actually? Ew.
Yeah, you sing it again.
That's gross.
As the last few folks are putting their leaves on the blessing tree, I'm going to invite the adults to stand. I'm going to invite the kids to come forward. How can we not close out a fabulous Children's Sabbath without singing one of our very favorite Vacation Bible School songs, The Fruit of the Spirit? Now, wait, let the adults get down. Hold on. Let the adults finish. Part the C. Part C. We gotta let Dr. Jackson get his blessing up there. So adults, here's how this goes, because our kids are going to lead you in the Fruit of the Spirit song. You gotta be wild, you gotta be crazy, you gotta be loud. We gotta let everybody in this community know that these kids are a blessing, you guys are a blessing, and we're just thankful that we can do church together. So let's sing the Fruit of the Spirit song. Kids, are you ready? Okay, that was weak. Wait a minute. Are you guys ready? Three of them are ready. Adults, are you ready? Yeah. Ooh, they're louder than you are. All right, let's show them. Let's do this.
The fruit of the Spirit's not a banana. The fruit of the Spirit's not a banana. If you wanna be a banana, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, 'cause the fruits are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Spirit's not a kiwi. The fruit of the Spirit's not a kiwi. If you wanna be a kiwi, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, 'cause the fruits are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Spirit, 'cause the fruits are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
Starfruit. Oh, don't hurt each other.
Fruit of the Spirit's not a star fruit. The fruit of the Spirit's not a star fruit. If you wanna be a star fruit, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, 'cause the fruits are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Jesus, thank you for our families, our church, and for dying for us. Thank you for all the blessings you have given us. Please help us to share those blessings with others so they can see how good you are too. In our home, in our name we pray, amen.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Richmond, Kentucky First United Methodist Church, growing disciples who make a difference.